Good morning, it's Sunday, August 16th, 2026. This is Longevity Daily from Aviato Research. Here's what you need to know. Today's must-read is the NUS professor who self-experimented his way to acclaimed 15-year biological age reversal, a dramatic N=1 story the longevity community is already dissecting. A million-person genetic study separately identifies a rare FNIP1 variant, conferring strong cardiometabolic protection, while two new metformin datasets chip away at its expanding anti-aging reputation. We round out the issue with the week's best longevity industry news, a striking finding from myasthenia gravis patients who outlive the general population by 5 years, and Aviato Research's latest synthesis of the biological aging landscape. From the research desk, the headline, NUS professor self-experiments his way to a 15-year biological age reversal. According to NUS News, a National University of Singapore professor enrolled himself as the sole test subject in a structured longevity protocol and emerged with physiological measurements suggesting he had reversed his biological age by 15 years. This is the one to read today. A million-person genetic study identifies a rare gene that shields your metabolism. From Lifespan.io. Researchers analyzing data from over 1 million people identified rare mutations in FNIP1, folliculin interacting protein 1, that are linked to a highly favorable metabolic profile and dramatically lower cardiometabolic disease risk. Rare neuromuscular disease patients live 5 years longer. Here's the inflammatory clue. From Fight Aging, patients diagnosed with myasthenia gravis, a rare autoimmune condition affecting the neuromuscular junction, consistently outlive the general population by approximately 5 years. A counterintuitive finding researchers are now working to explain. Starting with cognitive health and neuroprotection. A single 20-minute brain stimulation session strengthens reward response and cuts anxiety. From Emory University School of Medicine. An Emory University study found that just one 20-minute session of non-invasive deep brain stimulation, paired with mindful breathing, may measurably strengthen the brain's reward circuitry and reduce anxiety, no surgery or prescription required. In supplement news, metformin misses the mark in metastatic prostate cancer despite a modest survival trend. From Targeted Oncology, a large clinical trial with a 60-month median follow-up found that adding metformin to standard of care did not significantly improve survival in metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer. Median survival was 67. That's your Longevity Daily Brief. All articles and links are in your inbox. I'm Longevity Daily. See you tomorrow.